Joining us on the Hot Jams Hotline, our fitness guru, PJ from X Gym. How's it going, PJ?
Great. How you doing, Mario?
I'm good. People are asking and sending us emails in regards to, you know, I've been working out, but I want to know what I can do to, like, eat healthy when I go out on a hot date.
Absolutely. That's a huge one. And people that are committed to, you know, getting lean and getting in shape have really difficult time picking the right foods because restaurants pump their stuff full of carbs and fat and high fructose corn syrup and all that. But I got a great strategy. First thing you do is you sit down, you look at the menu, and you talk with whoever you're with about the menu and all the food, and you already know what you're going to eat, but you find it on the menu, and it's some sort of meat and some sort of green vegetable, and you just say, oh, wow, this looks really good. I heard about this dish, and I've been meaning to order this. And that way, you're not, like, dieting, and you're not telling them, hey, you know, I've got this program I'm on, and they don't feel guilty about not eating right. But even if there isn't something on the menu, you can always order meat and veggies from the chef and just tell your date, hey, I'm just really craving chicken and whatever vegetable you're craving, the greener the better. You're actually doing the chef a favor back in the kitchen because it's easier to grill some meat and steam some veggies than it is to make what's on the menu.
Okay, well, I was in that situation not too long ago. I was hardcore on this diet. And I usually don't go eat out, but in this case, I went to Cheesecake Factory, and I actually asked them to give me the menu that has all the calories, and it was ridiculous. So I ended up ordering salmon with no sauce and broccoli on the side, but yet the broccoli had about 1,000 grams of sodium, and they had told me that they boil their vegetables in the pasta water, so therefore, that's not – is that – I mean – What happens if you run into that situation?
Yeah, and that's okay. You know, sodium really isn't a problem. It might give you some temporary water retention, but it's nothing permanent like fat gain is. And boiling in the pasta water is all right, too, because there's not enough starch that's left over in that water to really affect it.
Ah, interesting. You know,
hey, but can I just put in here that sauce on the side is a great idea. So, you can always, and that helps, and sauce on the side and dressing on the side, because you can always just dip your fork in the dressing and before you stab the salad, and you're still getting the taste. You're eating way less dressing, and because if you get too hardcore and you just say, you know, give me this and this and hold this and this, then your date's going to be tipped off that you're dieting. So the idea here is to be sneakier about it, so you're just letting them think that you really are interested in trying this certain thing or experimenting with this, and it's really about the sleight of hand and talking to them, you know, and saying it in a certain way that doesn't tip them off.
Because if I was to go into, let's say, just a restaurant, a semi-nice restaurant to sit down to have a meal, and I'm like, man, I'm really concerned. Are we worried about, like, what they're cooking it in or any of that nature, or we're just, hey, look, we want a grilled chicken and we want some vegetables?
Yeah, it's not really so much what they're cooking it in as it is just the bulk of the food is what's important. But you do want to stay away from sugar and high fructose corn syrup at all costs. So those two ingredients have to be completely out of it. So you might have a short discussion with them on that or call them ahead of time because, you know, restaurants often are very willing to cooperate with customers who call ahead. And just say, hey, here's my strategy, here's my problem, when I get there, what can I do? And then you've got a plan to make it seem like, you know, you're just eating like a normal person does.
So off the top of your head, you said stay away from sugar and fruit coarse.
Yeah, high fructose corn syrup.
So what, you know, if you can name five foods that to definitely stay away from, obviously fried, but can you give me the top five no-nos?
The more processed, the more no-no. So
soda?
Yeah, exactly. Soda is the biggest one.
What else? What else are cheap? I would say I've noticed in those worlds, cheap grocery items such as cereals.
Yeah, right. They put high fructose corn syrup in pretty much everything. But as far as restaurants go, the more whole you can do it, the better. So because a lot of those restaurants actually have those meals pre-made, and it's just prepackaged already. They just need to cook it up or heat it up. And there's a lot of high fructose corn syrup in it. The nicer restaurants, not so much, but you can, if you order just the regular meat and veggies and they had to cook them separate, then it's not going to come from that prepackaged stuff and it's not going to have as much of that high fructose corn syrup.
I'm hungry already.
Yeah. Hey, and with the alcohol,
yes.
Here's a wonderful trick to drink way less without the other person knowing it.
Okay.
Every time they take their wine glass and take a sip, you do too. But you're just touching the wine to your lips. You're not actually taking a sip. And so it's kind of sleight of hand like magicians do. They are assuming that you're doing what they're doing because you're doing it at the same time, but you're not. And so you're just touching it to your lips and not swallowing anything. And then maybe every fifth or sixth time you'll take a sip just so the level in your glass starts to go down a little bit. But by the time the dinner is over with, they've been refilled three or four times. You're only halfway down. And
next thing you know, you're taking her home and you're like, hey, baby. just joking. I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, right.
No, because I went out to a dinner thing the other night. It was a 6-course meal, and there was like 7 alcoholic drinks that were poured. And I sampled them all.
Yeah.
But, and oh, by the way, they were all made out of simple syrup.
Yeah.
Which hopefully it wasn't corn syrup.
I think I'd have to check on that.
But. Yeah, I'll have to check on that one. But usually simple syrup is just sugar and water. But
yeah, and you know, there's really no difference. I mean, sugar is almost as bad as high fructose corn syrup. They both go straight to the liver and turn into fat.
How about this one? I love the commercial that they run for corn syrup. And they said it's the good for you sweetener.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Tell me that's not funny.
No, they should be arrested. I mean, it's poison. High fructose corn syrup is just as bad as rat poison, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh man. Well, PJ, it's a pleasure, and I'm glad. If you get a chance, go to our new page. Tell them about our new page that we have.
Yeah, on xgym.com, under extras, we have a page for these clips. And I'm going to get the clips from Mario and then post them on there. So they should be up sometime this week. So if you heard something and you didn't have a paper and pen with you and you wanted to write it down, then you can always just go to xgym.com and check it out and listen to it again.
Nice. All right, you can find PJ at xgym.com or at his several locations across the state, Puget Sound region, West Seattle, Kirkland. West Seattle, my favorite. And, man, I've been hopefully I'm just still doing all right over there.
Yeah, you are. You're doing great.
Jesus, the legs are killing me, though.
Yeah. Well, like I told you, you're past your break-in process now, so.
Yeah.
Good to go.
All right, PJ. Well, I thank you. We'll see you this week sometime, I'm assuming.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Mario.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.